News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from ending birthright citizenship. Ed Donahue has the latest.
This is the third court ruling blocking the birthright order nationwide since a Supreme Court decision last month. The High Court ruled lower courts generally can't issue nationwide injunctions, but didn't rule out other court orders that could have nationwide effects. The president wants to end birthright citizenship for children of parents who are in the country illegally. A federal judge in Boston ruled a nationwide injunction granted to more than a dozen states remains in effect under an exception to the Supreme Court ruling. States have argued the president's order is blatantly unconstitutional and threatens millions of dollars for health insurance services that are contingent on citizenship status. The issue is expected to move quickly back to the Supreme Court, which did not decide whether the underlying citizenship order is constitutional. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's in Scotland, where his family's business is opening a new golf course near Aberdeen. But he says he'll also be holding trade talks.
I'll be meeting with the EU on Sunday, and we'll be working on a deal. We'll see if we make a deal.
Meanwhile, for a second day, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned former girlfriend of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president's view?
You make it a very big thing over something that's not a big thing.
And Haya Panjwani reports an Alabama execution's been put on hold.
An Alabama state judge has temporarily stayed the August 21st execution of David Lee Roberts to evaluate whether the man is too mentally ill to be put to death. The judge says it needs to be determined whether Lee Roberts has a rational understanding of what is to happen to him. Roberts' attorneys say he's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, hears voices, and is delusional. They say he recently tried to burn off his tattoos, believing they were controlling him. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is AP News. A Florida man arrested for using a stolen credit card, but Lisa Dwyer reports this one was different.
Police in Tallahassee arrested a man working as a Chuck E. Cheese mascot while he was wearing the iconic character costume, fuzzy mask and all. A woman called police to report that someone was using her child support Visa debit card, which she hadn't seen since a visit to Chuck E. Cheese in late June. Charges to the card were made at a smoke shop, grocery store, and a Whataburger. The woman tracked down the suspect by going to the grocery store and viewing surveillance footage. She recognized the man from Chuck E. Cheese. Photos from bystanders show an officer removing the man's mask with its gray fur, exaggerated ears, and perpetual smile, and placing it on a police vehicle. He's now charged with using the stolen credit card. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.